好，这是第14章。
That was chapter 14.
我们接下来呢，还有一点时间进入第十五章，最后他们在红海旁边的这个歌颂。
We still have some time, so we will enter into chapter 15. They are right by the Red Sea, and they were singing songs to praise God.
我们可以打开下一个就是摩西之歌的这个档案。
You can open the file that's titled The Song of Moses.
现在来这个档案，你在那个资料夹应该都有的。
You should be able to find this file in your student folder.
要向神歌唱啊！这个是摩西跟所有的全体百姓在红海边的歌唱啊，赞美。
I will sing to the Lord. This is the praise that Moses and all the people sang to God by the side of the Red Sea.
过红海之后，第一件事情先歌颂赞美神。
After they had crossed the Red Sea, the first thing they did was to sing to praise God.
所以我们受洗归入耶稣基督哈，其实第一件事要做的是要唱诗赞美神，学习唱诗。
After we baptize and we belong to God, the first thing we need to do is learn to sing hymns to praise God.
我们以前的人哦，你没有信耶稣以前可能不会唱歌的。
Some people before they believe in Christ, they do not sing.
对不对？我们弟兄姐妹，你哪一个在信主耶稣以前进入教会以前，你是很会唱歌的？很少了。
How many of our brothers and sisters were already singing before they believed in Christ? Not that many.
就算你在唱歌，都唱那些流行歌曲，明明自己唱的时候，心里会越来越难过而已，不会让你很高兴。
And even if you did sing, you were probably just singing the pop songs, and the more you sing, the sadder you get.
唱得很嗨这样子，哇，心情很激动，但是内心很邪恶充满污秽。
You might be singing, you might be very moved, but in your heart, it is filled with filth.
但信了耶稣以后，唱歌就不一样了。
After you believe in Christ, when you sing, it's different.
我们要学习怎么唱诗歌来赞美神。
We need to learn how to sing hymns to praise God.
而且唱的时候，我们的内心会得到平静，而且得到力量。
And when we sing, we will receive peace and strength.
好，所以这一首歌，摩西的歌，这是第一首所以这一首是当人亲眼看到神的救恩的人，他们所唱的其实是为了做见证的歌。
This is the first song, sung as a testimony to those who have seen the salvation of God.
亲自经历过神救赎人，最后一定要用我们自己本身的歌声我们的口来赞美他。
Those who have experienced the wonderful works of God, we have to use our own voice, our own mouth to praise God and to testify.
其实神创造我们有这个喉咙有歌声这是一个 instrument. 所以你看在中古世纪的时候，他们认为最纯的那个乐器，我们从人的声音，我们每个人的歌声都很特别的用我们的歌喉，神赐给我们的来赞美他，是最 pure 的。
God gave us a voice because the human voice is the purest instrument.
所以现在神让我们可以说话，你就可以唱歌。
If God allows you to speak, then you can sing.
有人说你说的比唱的好听。
Some people say that, well, I sound better when I'm talking, not singing.
其实唱的会比说的好听。
Actually, if you sing it, it will sound better.
要学习唱歌。
We need to learn how to sing.
教会弟兄姐妹，我们都喜欢唱歌，所以每次唱诗就要大声唱。
Our brothers and sisters all love to sing hymns, so every time we sing hymns, we should sing it loudly.
那一方面是向人做见证，我现在是属耶稣的，我唱歌是在赞美神。
On the one hand, we are bearing testimony to others that now I belong to Christ.
唱歌不能够再称为作秀。
But when we sing, we are not performing or giving a show.
所以唱赞美诗哦，在唱诗的时候，在教会里面，通常我们不会很强调那个人独唱，哪些人特别唱怎样好，这个不好。
So in our church, we do not emphasize solo singing.
其实是要整体的百姓全体一起唱才是重点。
It will be nicer if the entire congregation sings and everybody prays God.
出埃及十五章的这一首歌是圣经里面的第一首歌。
The song recorded in Exodus chapter 15 was the first song in the Bible.
而且是全体百姓一起唱的。
And it was sung by the entire congregation.
那这也是第一次有记录说人向神歌颂赞美的第一次的记录。
This was also the first record of anyone singing praises to God.
从我们人的喉咙，我们的嘴巴唱出来的。
It is sung by the human voice.
那当然，神创造天地的时候，人家在那个星际之间，那个星球，默默无声的在赞美神。
Of course, before God created man, all the stars in the galaxies, they were also praising God.
看诗篇十九篇。
Let us turn to Psalm 19.
诗篇十九篇。
Psalms 19.
第一节。
Verse 1.
好，第一节到第四节。
Verses 1 to 4.
诗篇十九篇的第一节到第四节。
Psalm 19, verses 1 to 4.
来，请那个秀仪姐，请你读。
诗篇十九篇第一节，诸天述说神的荣耀，群苍传扬他的手段。第二节，这日到那日发出言语，这夜到那夜传出知识。第三节，无言无语也无声音可听。第四节，他的量带通遍天下，他的言语传到地极。神在其间为太阳安设帐幕。
好，谢谢。第四节那个他的量带通遍天下，或作声音哈、啊，这个就是诸天啊，穹苍他们的声音是通遍天下，但是哈、啊、无言无语又无声音可听。
In verse 4, it says that their line has gone out through all the earth and their voice to the end of the world. However, the heavens made no sound.
那这个其实要我们的心去观察体会，然后你就听到。
However, if you actually receive it with your heart and observe it, you will hear it.
所以说明、哦、真正那个歌颂最主要就是我们的内心。
That lets us know that the most important part of praise is what comes from our heart.
有心，然后再应用神赐给我们的这个乐器，就是我们的歌声，配合起来，那个颂赞给神的才是最美的。
We have the heart and we use the instrument that God gives us together. That is the most beautiful praise.
好。那现在看当时候以色列人是怎样唱歌的。
Now we will look at how the Israelites sang at the time.
第一节到第二十一节，这是第十五章的前半段。
Verses 1 through 21 was the first half of chapter 15.
他们本来是在旁边，在海的另外一边，他们是在那边哭啊哀求，不是在跟摩西说，哎呦，那个埃及没有坟地吗？你有什么让我们死在旷野？
Originally, on the other side of the Red Sea, they were moaning and complaining to Moses and saying that aren't there no graves in Egypt for us?
他们想说我们已经死定了啊。
They thought that for sure they will die.
但是在海的另外一边，现在神要让他们，你看他的作为让所有人就歌唱舞蹈啊，又唱又跳。
However, now on the other side of the sea, God lets them turn their mourning into dancing.
但是我们人有时候是这么脆弱、哦、才三天而已，在出埃及十五章你就看到本来是很感动、哦、对神的赞美，碰到上世纪的困难的时候马上又变成好像 又变成好像小婴孩这样子、哦、动不动就哭闹，然后 就抱怨。
However, men are so weak week that after only 3 days, they are just like little babies because whenever they encounter something, they started to moan and complain.
那这一首歌，我想你们读自己把它读下来，你就可以感受到。
I think that if you read this song, then you can get the meaning from it.
特别强调是神是战士，神是带领他们打仗。
The emphasis is that God is the one who brought them and led them in the fight.
没有一个神能够像他这样子。
There is no other God who is like him.
好，那第一节跟第二十一节是副歌，就是他重复的。
Verse 1 and verse 21 was the refrain that they repeat.
就是说，我要向神唱歌，因为他大大战胜，将马和骑马的投在海中。
Sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider he has thrown into the sea.
好，这个就是事实嘛，因为这个就是神怎么样拯救的手段。
This is the truth because this is the way that God saved them.
所以现在我们现在赞美神，基本上都是跟我们每一个人哈，如果有感受以后，你就会很自然的发出来。
Now, when we praise God, if you have any experience, this will naturally come.
好，那等到二十到这个唱歌唱完之后，接下去他们碰到考验，马上就又哀求神发言言。However,
after they had sang, right away they encounter circumstance and they complained.
我们时间已经到了。 今天就先停到这里，我们下周再继续了。Our
time is up, so we will end our session here, and we'll continue next week.
现在请大家翻到出埃及记第十五章。Turn
to Exodus 15.
从第22节到27节。From
verse 22 to 27.
这是他们在过红海之后，他们遇到第一个考验。
This is their second test after crossing the Red Sea.
先来读一下，请我们一位学员来读第22节到27节。We'll
ask a student to read from verse 22 to 27.
Okay. 我们请 Tom 令弟兄，在Ontario教会的，Tom 请你读22节到27节。Yes,
Brother Tom, I'm from Ontario, to read 22-27.
不好意思，是出埃及记第几章？
第十五章，
不好意思， 22节，对不对？
对。好。
奉主耶稣圣名读经，出埃及记第十五章二十二节，摩西领以色列人从红海往前行，到了舒尔的旷野，在旷野走了三天，找不着水，到第几节？到二十七。二十七。到了马拉，不能喝那里的水，因为水苦，所以。 那地名叫马拉，24，百姓就向摩西发怨言说：“我们喝什么呢？”25，摩西呼求真神，主神指示他一棵树，他把树丢在水里，水就变甜了。真神在那里为他们定了律例典章。 在那里试验他们26，又说：“你若留意听真神你神的话，又行我眼中看为正的事，留心听我的诫命，守我一切的律例，我就不将所加于埃及人的疾病加在你身上。” 因为我真神是医治你的，阿门。哦，还没27，他们到了以琳，在那里有12股水泉， 七十棵松树，他们就在那里的水边安营。Amen。
啊，谢谢。好，这一段经文哈，让我们看到两个地点，一个叫做马拉，一个叫做以林。
Here we see two locations. One is called Mara, and the other is called Elim.
圣经说，他们从红海开始往前行，走了三天的路程。
The Bible tells us that after they crossed the Red Sea, they started moving forward and traveled for 3 days.
那他们到了苏尔的旷野，这个就是在西奈半岛红海旁边的北边的那一带。
And they came to the north of the Red Sea.
好，那他们现在到了马拉，不能喝那里的水，因为那里的水苦啊，所以马拉的意思就是苦。
And they came to Mara, and they could not drink the water there, for the water was bitter, which is why it's called Mara.
然后24节就说，他们就向摩西发怨言。
In 24, it says that they started complaining against Moses.
所以我们现在看到一个事实，就是有时候我们被神拯救，我们好像一个新的生命啊，也展望一个新的里程，但是很有可能不多久之后马上就会碰到考验，而且我们的反应可能会变成哀叹又埋怨。
And so we see a fact, which is that sometimes after the Lord's deliverance, we may face great troubles that cause us to moan.
好，那所以现在信仰常常也会碰到类似的，那我们现在如果真的遇到了怎么办？
So we may face similar instances in our faith, and when we face this, what should we do?
因为没有水喝，或者是水但是喝不下去，这个是跟生活有关系的。有时候我们就很难明白说为什么神让我们遇到这一切，而且他怎么带领我们走到这个地方来了。
Water is important to life, so we might start thinking why God would do this to us, why God would lead us and then bring us to this place.
好，那摩西也没有办法，因为也不是这条路也不是摩西自己走的，他是顺服云柱火柱的带领，就是神带领他们走。
Now Moses didn't know what to do either. He didn't lead them there. He followed the pillar of cloud and pillar of fire.
现在百姓发怨言，我们喝什么？摩西只能够跟神说了。
Now, when the Israelites were complaining to Moses about what they should drink, Moses could only bring this to God.
好，那神就指示他怎么解决一棵树。
And so God gave Moses a solution, which was a tree.
好，那这棵树，神是说要把它丢在水里面，水就可以变甜。
And so God told him to cast the tree into the waters, and the waters could be sweet.
那这个整个事件最后他的结论就是第26节最后那里说，主神是医治你的。
The conclusion of this whole matter is in verse 26, where the Lord says, I am the Lord who heals you.
那所以主就是我们的医治者。
So the Lord is our healer.
那这个医治者其实他到第26节特别强调说，如果我们留意听主的话，又行他眼中看为正的事，接下去他应许说，埃及人的一切疾病就不会发生在你的身上。
Now this healer promises us that if we do what is right in his eyes and gives ear to his commandments and keeps all his statutes, then none of the diseases that came to the Egyptians will fall on us.
所以他说，因为主神是医治你的，表示说，其实现在这个旅程里面他们面对很多状况，特别是如果身体有疾病，那他们怎么办？在路上谁是医生呢？
Now in this journey, they would face many diseases or situations, and what should they do?
在旷野里面，其实我们自己到野外旅行最清楚，万一生病真的不知道怎么办。
Because they're in the wilderness. If we've ever gone to the wilderness to journey before, we know that if we get sick, there's nothing we can do.
不要说生病，你就算突然发生意外，你说肉体受伤了，如果我们没有一些尝试，或者是我们有一些准备，我们可能连生存都有困难了。
Not even talking about sickness. If someone gets injured, if we don't make preparations beforehand, then injury can even affect our livelihood.
表示说， 摆在他们前面的旅程，他们有很多事情是没有能力去面对的。真的，如果靠他们自己，他们一点都没有信心可以走下去的。
Now, with this journey before them, there were many things they could face, and without faith, they could not walk this journey.
那现在神借着把这个水从苦变甜这个方法，让百姓先经历神是医治他们的，有一个最大的医生随时跟随，他们可以放心。
Now, by turning this bitter water, Mara, into sweet, God was telling the Israelites that he was their greatest healer, that he was their great physician.
那神的方法就是这么简单，要摩西把一棵树丢进去就好了。
And God's method was so simple, he just told Moses to throw a tree inside.
好，那现在这个事情记在圣经里面，其实我们看到说这棵树了哈，所代表的意义啊，以属灵来看，应该就是指的主耶稣的十字架。
Now, this is recorded in the Bible, so we can say that the spiritual significance of this tree is the cross of the Lord Jesus.
我们今天要明白哈，主耶稣不是高高在天上，或者是说他远远的离我们远远的，然后我们有什么事情哈，跟他讲一下，然后他看一下而已。
Now we need to understand that our Lord Jesus is not simply just high and lofty in heaven and very far away from us. And when we pray to him, he just looks at us from far away.
其实哈，他是跟着我们一起，而且关注我们的每一个生活所需。
But he is with us and he cares about everything in our lives.
所以今天哈，主耶稣要让我们哈从苦变甜，生活要经历这样的转变。
So today, the Lord Jesus wants us to turn from bitter into sweet.
那这个苦目前大部分弟兄姐妹所经历的最关键的其实是心里面的。
Now, the most significant bitterness we face today is in our hearts.
就是我们的心哈，可能会有很多重担，会有很多愁苦，甚至我们过去从生活当中从小累积起来那个毒根哈。可能随时都带出我们那个很苦的滋味，让我们没有办法喜乐起来。
These troubles are often in our hearts, perhaps even from childhood, having this root of bitterness inside our hearts that we can't get rid of.
那现在只有靠主耶稣才有办法医治我们的心变甜，心里充满喜乐。
And only through the Lord Jesus can he heal this and make it sweet and give us joy.
好，那所以我们现在先想，主为什么会把他们带到马拉来
？So let's think, why did the Lord bring them to Mara?
好，那这个马拉，因为在路德记里面哈，这个马拉特别被提出来，就是苦。当时候路德哈，就是不是拿阿米，那路德记里面拿阿米，他这个人本身他就觉得说他的生活很苦，所以他说：“你不要再叫我拿阿米了，你要叫我马拉，因为他。”心里充满愁苦。
See this word Mara also in the book of Ruth. Naomi told the people to call her Mara because now she had so much bitterness. They should call her Mara.
那个路德记的故事我们自己看了，没有时间翻了。
You can read the book of Ruth on your own. We don't have time to read it.
那以色列人他们现在这个整个旅程，事实上就是他们碰到不如意的事一定发怨言。
And so when the Israelites faced something troublesome, the first thing they would do was complain.
那但是圣经在哥林多前书第十章特别提醒我们说不要发怨言。
But 1 Corinthians tells us specifically that we shouldn't complain, do everything without grumbling.
喝什么、吃什么、穿什么，这个天父早都知道的。
Because what we're going to eat, drink, or wear, the Lord already knows.
那有时候碰到了一些状况不如我们的意哈，先忍一下，因为你后面会看到神是怎么带领的。
And so if something goes in a way that we don't expect, then we should wait because and see the Lord's guidance.
摩西就给他们一个例子，就说如果像这样怎么办？他就先祷告神。
And so Moses set an example and to show us what do we do in the situation, we should still cry out to God.
所以现在我们要学习的就是，如果有困难，先祷告求神。
And so we should learn is that when we face situations, the first thing we should do is cry out to God.
腓立比书四章六节七节，这个我们很熟悉的，不用再花时间去翻它。就是你要 凡事借祷告祈求跟感谢，把你所要的告诉神就对了。
Philippians chapter 4 verse 6 to 7 is something we're very familiar with, that in everything with prayer and supplication, bring your request to God.
那神会赐我们意外的平安，是你想不到的了。
And the peace of God will be given to us, which surpasses all understanding.
那个方法对神来说太简单了。
This is too easy in the sight of God.
所以你看神就只是摩西那一棵树，摩西照着神的吩咐把那棵树丢下去就解决了。
And so the Lord told Moses to just throw that tree in and God solved the problem.
所以现在所有的苦毒哈，都在基督里面照着他的指示去做，就变甜。
So all the bitterness, as long as we bring it to the Lord Jesus, He can make it sweet.
我们要学习哈，把一些不好的哈想法哈，都把它在基督里面靠圣灵的帮助把它除去的。
We must learn to bring all of our bad thoughts to the Lord Jesus so that He can cast them out.
那个苦毒的事哈，弃绝那个苦毒的事。我们现在看一下哥罗西书三章八节。
To reject the bitterness, let's look at Colossians chapter 3 verse 8.
读哥罗西书三章第八节。
Colossians chapter 3 verse
8. 哎，就请你直接用英文读。
But now you yourselves are to put off all these anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth.
那这里。中文是说恶毒那个 malice， 对不对？那其实这个就是我们内心里面的那 bitterness。
Now this malice mentioned here is the bitterness in our hearts。
那这跟以弗所书里面所讲的那个苦毒是一样。
And this is the same word as the word in the bitterness in Ephesians。
四章的三十一节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 31。
请读三十一节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 31. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice.
好，那这个说的容易啊，说把它除掉是怎么除？一定是要照着主耶稣的方法去做的。
It's easy to say to put it away, but how do we do it? It must be done by the Lord Jesus.
那你就是要祷告求神的指示，然后照他所说的去做。
And so we need to pray to the Lord Jesus and ask Him to guide us so that we can do things in His way.
所以重点是要那个动作 action， 就是他一定要把那个树丢到水里面去啊。
Now the key action here was that Moses needed to throw the tree into the water.
好，那我们现在看这条路既然是神带领，为什么神要让他们经历这一些
？And so since the Lord guided them here, why did He make them experience these things?
好，那现在十五章出埃及十五章那个。神就自己说了。
In Exodus 15, the Lord says Himself.
25节，他说神在那里为他们定律例典章，在那里要试验他们。
Verse 25, He made a statute and an ordinance for them, and there He tested them.
表示说，神现在接下去要为他们在生活当中所遭遇的每一件事情都定一个规矩。
Which is to say that the Lord was going to give a rule, an ordinance for them in their journey.
就是如果这种情况下，你应该要做什么？
That in this kind of situation, what should you do?
那神其实都会指示他们的。
And the Lord would always teach them what to do.
这个律例典章，接下去就是等到他们到了西乃山的时候，神就要颁布的。
And these statutes and ordinances were given when they came to the Mount Sinai.
那他们现在在这一段在西乃山之前的这个旅程，其实神就是要先让他们经历有一个经验，以后接下去颁布律法所说的。他们如果照着去做，他们就已经有经验，他们就知道说神讲的一定对他们有益。
And so the Lord wanted them to experience before they got to Mount Sinai that as long as they follow the statute and words of God, then God will guide them.
所以这是试验，其实也是要让他们训练学习听神的指示。
And so this test was to allow them to be trained to listen to the word of God.
对，二十六节他说：“你若留意听主你神的话，行我眼中看为正的事。”留心听我的诫命，说我的一切的律例。好，这个就是重点，都是要你看，要听，要行，要守都是动作，你都要去做。
In verse 26, there are some key actions that the Lord tells them to do that they must heed, they must hear, and they must do.
好，那个其实他就是要让他们慢慢的是呢。知道说这位神是照顾他们的，你要懂得交托给他，全心的就你把生命交给他就对了啦，应该这样讲。
By doing this, then they will know that they just must give everything in their lives to God.
然后之后神的照顾里面，不但他要走，让我们走一条这条旅程，进入那个应许的美地，在这个路上，甚至一些疾病，神都会医治我们。你就是要照他的话去做，是对。And
in the end, God will not only lead us into the promised land, but on the way, He will heal all of our diseases.
所以现在这个。 从苦变甜，这个就是医治的过程，转变，这个就是从神的医治之后，人心里面跟肉体里面所得到的。And
so this bitterness to sweetness is the healing that the Lord gives us.
好，所以神的旨意其实就是要训练啊，要让他们经历试验，然后训练他们听话，然后之后有应许。And
so the Lord's will is to train them to listen to the word of God, and in the end they will receive the promise.
他们如果不要埋怨的话，其实他们马上就可以被领到那个以琳的水泉去了。If
they didn't complain, they would have been immediately led to Elim.
因为马拉只是一个中途站而已啊。Because
Mara was just a stopping point.
那27节说他们后来就到了以琳了。And
so in verse 27, they came to Elim.
那里有十二股水泉。There
are 12 wells of water.
那这个水泉哈。 我们如果从圣经里面看，就会发现说，它所表示的就是这个神的那个灵恩是很丰盛的。And
so these springs, when we look at the Bible, represent the a bountiful spiritual grace of God.
就是那个活泉啊，那个活水从心里面涌出来的。Because
these are living springs coming out of the ground.
好，那十二股表示说它很充足，那百姓哈，他们这么多人，神知道要多少水。 要多少水泉能够让他们每一个人都给得到满足。And
the fact that there are 12 springs means that it was abundant and powerful. God knew that there were so many Israelites that would need water.
好，那神他都有准备了。And
so God already prepared all this.
他的恩典总是丰富，不会缺乏。His
grace is bountiful, will never be lacking.
那这个就是他的慈爱。This
is His love.
在我们需要的时候，他一定会适时的提供给我们的。
When we need it, He will provide for us.
所以根本上是不需要去埋怨，他们的埋怨是多余的。So
we don't need to complain. Their complaints were unnecessary.
那个埋怨在先，其实也表现他们对神的信心不足。And
their complaints show that they didn't have enough faith in God.
真的，那个在旅程的开头的时候，就好像我们人一开始跟随主耶稣进入这个信仰旅程里面，通常我们的信心一开始都是很小。
And so their journey in the wilderness is like the beginning of our faith. Sometimes when we first start, our faith is very small.
好，那你如果不要先埋怨，你就会看到说，哎，神给他们水泉，那个接下去还有70棵棕树，让他们可以在那里休息。And
so we also see here there were 70 palm trees for them to rest.
这表示说在那个地方，那个有水泉的地方就有树，那树高大哈。 那常青棕树就是很高大的，那你可以在那个树底下得到荫庇的。Where
there are wells, there will be trees, and these trees were palm trees. They were very large and tall, and people could rest in their shade.
那棕树也代表得胜。Palm
trees represents victory.
在炎热的那个环境底下，它还可以继续的生长发旺。In
a very hot environment, they can continue to grow and thrive.
好。 那这些相关的经文哈，我们都自己翻就好了。And
we can look at these verses here ourselves.
好，那因为在诗篇92篇哈，他特别提到这个安息日的福气了。And
Psalm 92 specifically talks about the blessings of keeping the Sabbath.
看一下诗篇92篇。Let's
look at Psalm 92.
诗篇92篇特别注明这是安息日的诗歌。
It's here it says it's a psalm for the Sabbath day.
当然他们是说在安息日他们在歌颂神的。And
on Sabbath they were praising the Lord.
第十二节特别强调说，义人要发旺像棕树，生长像黎巴嫩的香柏树。Verse
12 specifically says the righteous will flourish like a palm tree and grow like a cedar in Lebanon.
他们是栽在神殿中的，发旺在我们神的院里的。They
are planted in the house of the Lord and flourish in the courts of our God.
年老的时候还要结果子，要满了枝浆，常发青。
They will bear fruit in old age and be fresh and flourishing.
所以这个，你看这个棕，义人像棕树一样啊，真的，如果得到神的属灵的滋润哈，啊，灵恩充沛的人哦，他会从年轻到年老都一直是非常的有活力，那不断的结果是荣耀神。
And so when we receive spiritual nourishment from God, we can flourish like a palm tree from youth to old age and continue to be fresh and flourishing.
那因为在这篇特别提到这个安息日，所以这个每一周哈，我们可以能够来到神面前，就像我们来到那个可安息的水边呢，我们可以领受灵粮，我们可以领受灵恩的滋润，之后我们的生命才会不断的长青，然后有活力。所以安息日真的很重要。
Now, this song is called the Song for the Sabbath Day. So every week when we come to rest on the Sabbath, then we can gain that spiritual nourishment to flourish like the palm tree. It's very important for us to keep the Sabbath.
好，那所以现在十二股水泉加上七十个棕树哈，你就看到说，我们今天如果真的在属灵的这一个这条路上不断的追求被圣灵充满，让活水从我们内心涌出喜乐，一定是结果子，最后你会看到。 非常不一样的景象。
So for these 12 volts of water and 70 palm trees, we know that, I'm sorry.
就是它会不断的结果子，心里面会很喜乐，会结果子的。
So that as long as we will continue to have joy and continue to bear fruit.
生活会让人看到说，哎，这个跟从耶稣人不一样啊。In
our lives, people will see that those who follow the Lord Jesus are different.
啊，所以我们每一个跟从主的选民哈。 其实我们都是要不断的结果子来荣耀神，不管我们年纪多大。So
as disciples of Jesus, no matter how old we are, we need to continue to bear fruit.
好，那所以现在要想说，从马拉，其实神只是让他们经过一些艰难，最后带领他们到以林，他们可以先休息一下扎营啊。And so,
from Mara, they were tested and they went to Elam so that they can take more root in the Lord.
那在马拉是遇到试验，碰到苦境，等于遇到挑战艰难。And
so in Mara they faced tribulation, which is trials.
那这个都是要进到神应许的那个美地里面的过程而已。And
this is all a process to enter the promised land of the Lord.
好，那第二个，你看先苦才会甜。So
first there must be bitter, then there will be sweet.
啊，所以我们通常哈，每一件事情都这样子。 都要先经历苦难以后，操练之后，你才会发现说，后来神所给我们的恩典何等甘甜。And
it's often like this in life. We must first face some bitterness, and then we will find the sweetness from God.
对这个旷野的旅程，包括我们这个天国的追求，一开始经历苦难，但是没有关系，一定要懂得来到神面前，神一定会帮我们从苦境转回来。
So this journey in the wilderness, this journey to the heavenly kingdom, we will face bitterness, but we must overcome it and know that we will face sweetness in the end.
在诗篇66篇的12节。
In Psalm 66:12.
来读第10节到第12节，一起。Let's
read verse 10 to 12.
10节到12节。10 to 12. 好，来请一个。
We'll ask a participant to read.
请，在这里有看到 ，Okay, Sister Priscilla, 刘 from Brooklyn, 来，请你读。
诗篇66:12 吗？
Ten to twelve.
10 to 12, 你稍等一下，抱歉。 Psalm 66, 10 to 12. Okay, 10. For you, O God, have tested us; you have refined us as silver, and is refined. 11. You brought us into the net, and you laid affliction on our backs. 12. You have caused men to ride over our head. We went through the fire and through water, but you brought us out to reach fulfillment. Amen.
Amen. 这个就是神哈，他对我们的试验。
This is how God tests us.
那最后就是要带我们进入那个丰富之地的。
And then the end is to bring us to the rich, promised land.
圣经里面的这些古圣徒哈，你看每一个到最后会欢呼喜乐的哈，前面都先经过艰难，像约瑟，像约伯。
All the ancient saints needed to go through tribulation until they reached their joy, like Joseph, like Job.
啊，主耶稣基督哈，你看先在地上为我们受苦，最后他就进入荣耀里。
And our Lord Jesus suffered for us on the earth, but in the end went to glory.
好，那所以哈，苦哈总是会过去的。
Bitterness will pass.
那现在到了以琳是很好啊，但是那边也是暂时住一下，就不会一直留在那里啊，因为那里不是终点啊。
And it's nice in Elam, but the joy of Elam doesn't last forever because it's not the ending point.
就好像我们今天在世上啊，有时候会苦，那苦的时间总是会过去。
So just like today, we might face some bitterness, but that bitterness will pass.
那我们在世上的生活，虽然有时候我们常常说哦，不如意的事情十之八九，但是总是会有一些时间你会觉得很享受，然后觉得很满足嘛。
And in this earth, we will also face situations in which we feel very joyful and we feel very content.
啊，但是不管多好，在地上也不是我们最后的归宿啊。
No matter how good it is, the earth is not our final destination.
我们一定要知道说，最终的我们是要进入神那永远的安息，就是天上的。
We must know that in the end, we want to gain eternal rest, which is the heavenly kingdom.
对以色列人来说，他们就是要进入那个牛奶隐秘的迦南美地。
For the Israelites, they wanted to reach land flowing with milk and honey, which was Canaan.
好，那所以在这个旅程当中，有苦有乐了。
And so through this journey, there will be bitterness and there will be joy.
但是没有关系，这些都是神带领我们走的过程。
But it doesn't matter. This is all the journey through the Lord.
好，那啊，这个是等一下的。我们现在这边先，我们接下来要进入第十六章的。
We're going to go into chapter 16 next.